This goes to Eva Bartlett, Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/2/1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and hyponatremia. Her last visit was July 18th of 2022. She's felt well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does use a cane to ambulate, though. And she's been stable and has had no falls. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema, and urine is clear. Medication list is reviewed, and she is anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Hydralazine is 25 milligrams twice a day. Horag, 25 milligrams twice a day also, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 136 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130/80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is irregular. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 11th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.41, estimated GFR is 38, sodium 132, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.1, albumin 4.0, phosphorus is 4.5, hemoglobin 11, white count is normal, and platelets are also normal. Intact parathyroid hormone is 21. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, bilaterally small kidneys, and 3, hypertension improved control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.